Here's a thought I'll title The Composed Background. It's fairly obvious, I would assume, that in every picture there exists a foreground and a background. To be more precise about this, there are things you want your viewer to see, and then there's the context against which the subject is seen. And I'm sure without meaning to, the manufacturers who make things like viewfinders for our cameras engage in a little bit of subterfuge to focus our attention entirely on what it is that we want to be seen. The subject. So much of photography is about the subject. It's all the subject. But is it really? I would propose that the background, which is kind of the context against which the subject is seen, has an incredibly important role, and it can become pretty obvious to an experienced photographer to see when a beginner has ignored the background. I see this all the time in submissions to lens work. Beautiful subjects, beautifully lit, they might be lovely. But in the background, there's distractions and conflicts and things that aren't helping at all. The best photographers compose the background as much as they possibly can. They recognize that the background is equally important with the foreground and the subject. At the very least, the background needs to not distract and pull our eye away from the subject. At best, the background actually enhances the subject, brings meaning and context and a deeper understanding of the subject that we're supposed to look at. I'll never forget when I was interviewing Jimmy Williams for an early issue of LensWork, and he told me about a technique that he used all the time, and that was to compose the background before he had a subject. And then once the background was composed and he knew the camera position and the focal length and even the exposure, then he would either wait for a subject to walk into the background and click the shutter, or sometimes then go place the subject in the scene and take the picture. But I found that idea of composing the background to be absolutely wonderful. And he's right. A photograph that just has a subject as the end-all and be-all of the image might as well be a cutout, which would look sort of dumb. There is going to be a background in anything other than a cutout, so why not control it? Why not make that background work for you by making sure that the subject that's maybe the noun and the verb of the composition goes together with the background, which may be the adjectives and the deeper description against which the foreground is seen. This idea takes on a new sort of relevance in today's photography, where we can now add things through artificial intelligence to our pictures that were never even dreamt of at the time we snapped the shutter. Doesn't it seem perfectly possible that you could go about the world and make lots and lots of composed backgrounds and have no thought whatsoever about what the subject might be in that picture until you insert it later using artificial intelligence? Not exactly sure how I feel about that, but as a concept, I know it would work. As a philosophy, I'm still undecided, but I know technologically, it could work very easily. And photographing backgrounds is not as wild an idea as it might sound. I know lots of photographers who are already doing this with spectacular cloud formations because of the sky replacement tool. We could just as easily do this with primary subjects and composed backgrounds that are just waiting for some subject that fits them perfectly.
Copyright 2024, LensWork Publishing.